May I introduce that very well-beloved lady of Hollywood, native daughter of Canada, Miss Mary Pickford.
Across the thousands of miles that separate us here in Hollywood from the screaming, roaring holocaust of war in Europe, one tiny sound comes to my ears, bringing back again and again the words of one of Britain's greatest women, Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Do you hear the children weeping, O my brother, ere the sorrow comes with years? I have seen the little children of England. I've seen them as they climbed, bewildered from the ships that brought them from a nightmare of bombs and cannon and dying men into a dream of hope on our shores and in our homes. Theirs were not the tears of fright, for innocence is not timid or afraid. But their little hearts cried out in the anguish of confusion, loneliness, and the need of strong spiritual support. And I've seen the Red Cross, the Canadian Red Cross, and the mothers of this continent working diligently to rebuild these young lives, to establish for them thoughts of peace and security. We all have given much to help the Red Cross in its work, but what we have given is not enough. The scope of its work is constantly growing, and we must open our hearts to those who need our help and our friendship. You people in Canada and the far-reaching arms of the Empire, you must be willing to let your generosity and your love grow to match the sacrifice your brothers are making and the work the Red Cross is doing. Contact your local Red Cross or British War Relief headquarters and tell them that you want to help more than you have helped. Tell them you especially want to open your heart to the future citizens of your empire in the spirit of him who said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me."
Thank you, Miss Mary Pickford. Thank you.